Welcome to the daily Lectio Divina podcast with sacredpilgrim.com. Today's reading is part of a series on Rumi's poems, and today we're reading a selection from Childhood Friends. Let's begin our time with a few slow, deep breaths to settle ourselves. We begin with mindful breathing, because it gives our bodies and minds time to become quiet and still. It allows us to begin to be attentive to the movement of the spirit in our time together today. As I read our passage twice through, listen for a word or phrase that stands out to you and touches your heart. Use the silence that follows to take in that word or phrase. Turn it over in your mind. Ponder it. Trust your wound to a teacher's surgery. Flies collect on a wound. They cover it, those flies of your self-protecting feelings, your love, for what you think is yours. Let a teacher wave away the flies and put a plaster on the wound. Don't turn your head. Keep looking at the bandaged place. That's where the light enters you. And don't believe for a moment that you are healing yourself. Trust your wound to a teacher's surgery. Flies collect on a wound. They cover it, those flies of your self-protecting feelings, your love for what you think is yours. Let a teacher wave away the flies and put a plaster on the wound. Don't turn your head. Keep looking at the bandaged place. That's where the light enters you. And don't believe for a moment that you're healing yourself. As I read again, hold the word or phrase in your mind and ask where God is using it to touch your life experience right now. Maybe a feeling or memory comes up for you around the word. What does God have to say to you about it? Trust your wound to a teacher's surgery. Flies collect on a wound. They cover it, those flies of your self-protecting feelings, your love for what you think is yours. Let a teacher wave away the flies and put a plaster on the wound. Don't turn your head. Keep looking at the bandaged place. That's where the light enters you. And don't believe for a moment that you're healing yourself. in this last reading, consider what response God is inviting in you through the word or phrase. It may be an action, an inner decision or new awareness, or a spark of creative inspiration. Silently talk with God about that invitation. Trust your wound to a teacher's surgery. Flies collect on a wound. They cover it, those flies of your self-protecting feelings, your love for what you think is yours. Let a teacher wave away the flies and put a plaster on the wound. Don't turn your head. Keep looking at the bandaged place. That's where the light enters you. And don't believe for a moment that you're healing yourself. As we close this time of divine reading, spend some time resting quietly in God. You might feel inspired to use a few words, but in this time, words are not necessary. Contemplative prayer gives us space to just be present with God and allow God to be present with us. If you like, you can pause the recording here for the duration of your silent time before hearing the closing prayer. Or you can use the prayer to lead you into your time of silent contemplation. I also invite you to visit the Sacred Pilgrim Facebook page and share your word or phrase and what came up for you today. God, we thank you that we can come to you in our pain and shame and discouragement and find relief in the warm, wise hands of the one who knows us most intimately and completely. When you come to us in our wounded and broken places, may we welcome your words of life and healing light, steadily renewing us from within. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.